Morning, guys. I've heard a couple of horror stories about Yosemite. As yet, I haven't found this. It seems to be people who've got MacBooks and they enable the encryption. It seems to disable VoiceOver. Now, I'm going to install Yosemite on my Pro. And I'm going to do this. I'm going to do it this way. And I'm going to see if I can find a way to fix this. So let's go to it. And I'm going to the clock room because I've just realised, holy crap, this... here we are. Not too much running in here. But yeah, my MacBook Pro yet has not received Yosemite. Good job it hasn't, because this means I can basically help you guys out if I can. Now, I thought the problem was... it was Valzatrine who first mentioned it. And then I saw a message from Sabrina McKinnon who also mentioned the fact that she'd done this. So this tells me it's a MacBook Pro thing. So let's install Yosemite on this thing. And I'm going to encrypt my files on my Pro. Well, I'm going to try. If I can turn it off again, then I would like to know how. Because I don't fancy losing all this crap. So we'll get to this. As I say, I haven't upgraded this thing to Yosemite yet. So we're still running Mavericks 10.9.4, I think. I know I should get my lazy ass into gear, shouldn't I? Upgrade to 10.9.5. But I haven't yet. But I will. I will. This thing takes an age to boot. So there it is. VoiceOver's still not on yet.
Welcome to OS 10. VoiceOver is on.
Macintosh HD. So, yes, it's 10 o'clock and it's time for the Archers, but this takes more priority than the Archers today, believe me. I've no idea what's going on with this thing. But let's... let that clock finish striking, and I'll go and do the honourable thing, upgrade to Yosemite, get to the setup screen, and I'll be right back with you. Right. Well, as I was saying on the previous message, I was going to play around with File Vault on the MacBook Pro, but I've decided, sod this, caution to the wind, let's do it on a Mac. Let's do it on a big iMac. I'm just about to get the computer to restart after enabling File Vault in Yosemite. I haven't installed Yosemite on my Pro yet, so let's give this a shot. Valzatrine and Sabrina McKinnon have both expressed that they've got issues with this. Let's see if I can throw a big farkle and
restart button.
Break my Mac.
Text help button.
Let's see.
When you log in to unlock an encrypted disk, VoiceOver is press restart
button. Hang on. Something important here.
When you log in to unlock an encrypted disk, VoiceOver is not available. Instead, beeps indicate the login field in which the cursor is located. After your computer restarts, follow these instructions to log in. Press Command F5. A single beep indicates the login window is ready for input and the cursor is positioned in the name field. Type your username and press return. If you hear a single beep, the username is invalid. Type the name again. If you hear a double beep, the username is valid and the cursor is positioned in the password field. Type your password and press return. If you hear a double beep, the password is invalid. Type the password again. If you hear three beeps, the password is valid and login proceeds.
Okay. Let's, okay, this is an important bit that I didn't know.
Help, but cancelled, OK button.
Let's OK it.
Click restart to restart the Mac and begin the encryption process. After restarting, you can use your Mac restart back restart dimmed button.
It's restarting now, it must be. It's doing a spinning gear thing, so we'll see what it does. It says do Command F5. So let's see what happens here.
Thank you.
hopefully this will work. So let's just let this computer do its thing. And I've heard that it does something with beeps. So let's try this and see. Oh, I'm risking it. And does that mean... Oh dear. I don't know, I think that might have worked. I can't remember what it said now. Sure that worked. Well, that's what you gotta do. Hopefully this'll work. Hopefully that'll help some of you guys out. We'll find out in a minute. Yeah, it's a big, confusing issue. Well, hopefully it's just let me in and everything's worked and all is good. A bit paranoid about this. Oh, and it has worked.
Welcome to OS 10.
There you are. It's worked. Takes a bit of getting used to.
This computer's firewall is currently turned off.
Right, okay.
All incoming connections to this computer are allowed.
Okay, so that's kind of how this thing works. For now, anyway. So if you guys get stuck, you've got to use the beeps. The instructions are there with Alex.
Dropbox has no window.
So everything's good as far as I can tell. I will sort of go through this. You've got to know your username, though. You really have got to use your... You've got to know your username. Luckily, I did. This is where it could fall down for some of you guys. As I say, I took a big risk doing that, but it was worth it. I would advise at the moment, or should I advise anybody, unless you absolutely know your username, not to enable File Vault. If you know your username, that's fine. I'm actually glad that Apple told us this because it is kind of important. So I'm actually glad that I saw that information when I did, because that's given us a pretty big help in solving Sabrina McKinnon and Valsatrine's problem. I was wrong, Valsatrine. I do apologise. I didn't realise the severity of the issue. It's not a bug. It's a feature, it looks like. Certainly a feature that I don't like. I don't know what Apple have decided, why Apple have decided they're going to do that. You know, they're relying on beeps. I don't like that. I suppose they have done the best they can. You know, they've done the best they can. But it isn't good. You've got to know your username, though. That's the problem. You could have locked yourself out of your Mac. You could have locked yourself out of your Mac, possibly. I just really hope you guys haven't done that, because if you've lost all your data, then the only way to go back is basically reinstall. But if you guys have installed this thing and you know your username... What I just showed you is how you get it working. I didn't really want to encrypt my machine, because I just find that thing is just a pain in the ass to set going. But there you go. That's how it works. If anybody's got any questions, please feel free to ask. I am going to install Yosemite on my Pro now. But I'm not enabling File Vault, because I don't want it. To be honest, it's a pain in the ass. So yeah, we'll skip that step. But at least I found out that VoiceOver is not enabled at that point. So that maybe helped you guys out. I just let it read it. If you need any more help, I will do it on the MacBook Pro and slow the speech down so you can get exactly what it says.